just 3 weeks after takeoff, there's turbulence at SAA. Members of the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa and the South African Cabin Crew Association claim that the new airline has inherited too many of the old carrier's problems. The unions have handed SAA a memorandum and expect a response within 5 days. Christopher Shabangu, who's chair of the South African Cabin Crew Association, joins us now with greater perspective on some of the issues at play. Thanks so much, Christopher, for your time this evening. So like I say, it hasn't taken long before SAA hit turbulence. You're saying many of the airline's old problems have been inherited by the new airline. What are the major concerns you've brought to management's attention?
So yesterday what we did was we handed over a memorandum to South African Airways with a list of concerns that we have, or the list of concerns that the workers have at SAA. One of being that, one, we want SAA to correct everything that we have written on the list that we handed over yesterday. And what was on the list yesterday was the salaries of the workers, of the general workers, has been cut by approximately 35%. Two, all the benefits have been taken out. I mean, have been like basically taken out of, taken away from the workers. And this is all without consultation. So the wages have been cut without consultation with the unions or with employers' representatives. The benefits have been taken away without the employers' benefits. Now, it even goes further. You have 300 managers that are in charge of 700 employees at South African Airways. Now, that is a problem. If you look at how and why South African Airways went down, it was just this kind of mismanagement in our view. Now, if you have 300 managers that have salaries that have been bumped out, you have managers and specialists who have salaries that have been bumped out, and the reason is that they have benchmarked with the general market in South Africa. And when it comes to the other workers, which is the general workers, there's other 700, they have benchmarked with Mango Airlines. That's what they give. That's the reason that they're giving us. It makes no sense, Elisa. It doesn't make any sense at all. So we think that management has to make time and speak to us as employers' representatives, and which hasn't happened up to this point, unfortunately.
Okay, so that's your major point of contention right now. I just want to get some clarity on that. You're taking a stand against salary cuts. Was this not a precondition that was set and agreed to after consultation with stakeholders before SAA took to the skies once again?
Correct, absolutely. So there's even, now this goes even further. You have 300 employees that are on a TLS, which is training layoff scheme, which is supposed to upskill the workers and come back and report them at SAA. Now, instead, what is happening right now is that if you are an employee and you are within SAA right now, SAA says to you, you can recommend anybody to come and fill up a position, and you shall be given a 2,000 rand thank you voucher, or thank you money for you for bringing in that person, if that person is taken. Now, the simplest question to ask is then, what about the other 300 people that you're supposed to be upskilling, and you haven't even started upskilling those people that are wanting to come back? Now, the frustrating thing about this whole thing, Alice, is that you have mothers, fathers of family men, family women that are, they want to come and do their job and do the honest work and just to be honestly treated and be honestly paid. They're not interested in jumping around and doing outside there. So the unfortunate part is that you have management, the current interim executive management, that is not interested in engaging with labor. We are not unreasonable people. We understand where South African Airways comes from.
And from what you're saying, not leveraging off some of the systems that have been put in place in this business rescue process in order to see a better SAA from here on out.
Absolutely. Because now, another thing, if you have recommendations that are coming from the BFP, at least we have to have sight of that. That's fine. Maybe that's not an issue right now, but at least, as you say, Elisa, you're absolutely correct. There should be some recommendations. But if those recommendations, though, have anything to do with you cutting the worker salaries without consultation, we have a problem with it.
Having said all of that, Christopher, you are demanding that previous conditions of employment before SAA's business rescue process be reinstated. Is that viable, given what SAA has been through to get to the point it's at now?
It is not viable, Elisa. Absolutely not. I'll tell you now. It is not viable. It cannot be. And the reason, though, So if I were to explain, the reason though we find ourselves in that situation, it is because SAA have decided to unilaterally take all those benefits. Are we open to negotiate those benefits? The answer is absolutely yes.
I was just going to ask, I mean, how much room for compromise is here? Is there, Christopher?
Plenty, plenty, plenty room of compromise. We have to compromise if we want to see that airline flies and we want to see workers going back to work. There's plenty of compromise, Elise. All I'm just trying to say, we are open. We understand exactly what needs to be done. We understand that workers might have to compromise certain things. But you cannot come to, I cannot come to you, Elisa, and say to you, you are getting 100 rand as a salary, and you're used to that, and your family runs around that 100 bucks. All of a sudden, without contacting anybody, I come and tell you, now you're getting 75 rand.
Yeah.
But I now, as a manager, I'm going to be getting the 135 rand that I've just taken from you. So what we're trying to tell the public is that as Saka and Nomsa, we understand that there's a lot of compromise that needs to be done by both parties in order to see South African Airways move forward.
If you don't get to that point, Christopher, what's your next move?
We do not have a choice at this particular moment. First of all, I must say, those workers at South African Airways, they have fought their hearts out. First of all, they're the ones that exposed that airline and the corruption that airline is under. So they have gone this far. SAA is under business rescue because of those workers. And therefore, we will continue to fight until at least somebody has us. And at this point, I'm just hoping that, you know, the minister will come to his senses and intervene in this whole thing.
And you haven't heard a word from the Department of Public Enterprises as yet?
We have engaged with the public enterprises from the TLS issue. If you remember, we have been dealing with the issue of the TLS. But unfortunately, when that fell out, that was the last time we heard from the minister, unfortunately. And I must be direct because we sat with him on the same table and had certain agreements with him. Unfortunately, that was the end. He hasn't said, we've been begging for the minister to please come forward, do something, help these people because it is important. This is a state-owned airline. At least you need to say something. You know, assure the public, assure the workers, something needs to be done. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened.
Yeah, well, Christopher, you've handed in the memorandum to SAA. You've had a five-day response time being set. The clock is ticking. Let's see how this all plays itself out. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, SACA's chair, Christopher Shabangu.